This is Monitor, and I'm Skip Henderson here in Radio Central, and tonight we'll bring you a concert that includes some of the finest music ever written, played by the world's leading orchestras. Of course, we'll touch on other topics, too, and right now sit back and enjoy Groucho. Say, Fenneman, tell us, what's tonight's secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is book. B-O-O-K.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
George, I got a riddle for you. You know what's the best way to make a coat last?
No, unless the best way to make a coat last would be to make the trousers first.
You know, you're supposed to do the commercials. I'm supposed to tell the jokes. I'm going to give you one more chance, George.
All right.
Why is George Fenneman like the boiler on a steam engine?
I guess I'd better say, why? Why is he like the boiler of a steam engine?
I'll tell you why. Because you're both fired. Play around with that. What did we come down here for tonight, George? Couldn't you find anything else to do?
Well, no, I've invited some people down, and you're going to talk to them, and then ultimately some of them will get a chance to maybe win $10,000.
And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
What's that chicken doing here? Where are the singers?
Singers?
The ones going to sing, Let Mrs. Grass Make the Soup at Your House. Those singers.
Don't eat them. I brought this chicken that's going to sing.
The chicken?
Sure. It is Mrs. Grass's chickeny rich noodle soup with real chickeny flavor. I figure we ought to have a chicken sing about it.
I suppose the chicken's going to tell the people all about how Mrs. Grass's chickeny rich noodle soup is made with Mrs. Grass's exclusive golden nugget and her own genuine egg noodles.
Well, not exactly.
I suppose the chicken's going to tell about how that blue box of Mrs. Grass's soup mix gives you more soup and half again more noodles.
You don't understand. I didn't bring a talking chicken. It's a singing chicken. Come on. Let Mrs. Grass make the soup at your house. Sing it.
Let me disperse, make the grass at your house.
I must have brought the wrong chicken.
Groucho, Grace Garrett and Chuck Lewis are on deck, so fortune, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to your bet to life. Say the secret word and you divide 1,250 pesos. Now, Grace Garrett and Chuck Lewis. If there's anything I'd like to do with the Chuck Lewis. Which one is your Grace, huh?
Yes.
Do you mind if I call you Grace?
I wouldn't like if you called me anything else. I don't think I'd answer you.
I'm going to have some trouble here tonight. Would you mind if I ask you your age, Grace?
Not at all.
Well, I will ask you your age. What is your age?
I'm 77, but I feel like I was about 40.
I feel like 40, too. I feel like 40 elephants just dragged me through a knot hole. What's the reason you feel 35 years younger than you are?
Well, I think I live right, and I haven't any bad habits.
Mm-hmm. We'd make a great team. I have no good habits. We could nullify each other. Now, come now, Grace. Everybody has some bad habits. Are you sure you had none?
I'm positive.
Well, what's the point of getting out of bed in the morning?
Well, I'll be hungry.
Are you married?
No, I've been a widow for 23 years.
Are you interested in having another go at it?
Oh, no. No, I should say not. I live alone and like it.
Well, I wasn't proposing. I was just checking. Well, what fun do you get out of living alone?
Well, I can enjoy my own peculiarities. Mm-hmm.
Such as what?
Well, such as putting ketchup on my pie if I want to. Nobody to stop me.
Put ketchup on pie?
Ketchup on my pie.
Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me there are people living alone just so they can put ketchup on that?
So?
What kind of pie do you put the ketchup
in? Raspberry.
There's nothing personal in that pie, is there?
Not at all. Oh. Not interesting.
I thought you were giving me a piece of it.
No.
Your name is really Chuck Lewis, or is this just a pseudonym?
That's what I mean.
Pseudonym?
That's my real name.
Where are you from, Chuck?
Well, I was born in Gainesville, Georgia, but traveled all my life. I lived in Glendale, California most of the time. That's when I went to school.
And what did you study in school?
I took business administration.
Why did you take that?
Well, I guess that was about the easiest thing that I had.
What business did you go into after you left college?
Well, actually, I didn't go into any business. I kind of became a golf bum.
Well, you said you were already a bum. You just added to this and took up golf.
That's right.
How long did you stay in the golf game?
Well, I'm still in it.
You're a pro, or you just putter around?
Well, I'm a pro. I'm at Kenilworth Lodge in Sebring, Florida.
Like that joke about you just putter around? You didn't
pay
me
before.
You played it? Well, what are some of the big tournaments you won while you were puttering around? The Masters, the PGA, the Open?
Oh, no, I never won any of those big ones, but in fact, I don't even play tournaments anymore.
What do you play, pitch and putt?
No, I travel around the country with a Chuck and Linda Lewis golf show, putting on exhibitions.
Is that your wife, Linda Lewis?
No, that's my 8-year-old daughter, Linda, who is the world's youngest golf professional.
Your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You do tricks with
that's
a golf
right, club? Trick golf shots. So we do it with that.
I do trick golf shots, too, but I don't get paid for it. That's my regular game. Grace, have you changed your mind about getting married again after listening to...
Oh, positively not.
Still...
Oh, no, no.
You still want to drown your sorrow in ketchup,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I certainly do.
How do you support yourself? Do you depend on a girdle or do you have a job?
Well,
I don't know what you were shifting there, but it looked...
Well...
It certainly looked as though it had been effective.
Well, it was a little shifter, wasn't it?
Yes. Now, what do you say you do? You're a girdle shifter?
No, I'm a professional babysitter.
Babysitter. Well, why are you standing up if you're a babysitter?
Well, I sit while I'm at the hotel.
Where is this you do this?
Statler Hilton.
Oh, I've seen some pretty good babes I'd like to sit with at the Statler. I don't understand... You mean when Mr. and Mrs. Statler go out in the evening, you just sit there and watch the hotel so nobody steals it?
No, I look after the children of the guests of the hotel. And they bring their children with them, you know, and they send to me. And I go down and act as a grandmother.
Well, how do you like
grandmother by the hour? Oh, I like it very much.
Is it any different than sitting for private families?
Yes, because I don't have to wash the dishes.
Do you find your work interesting, Grace?
Very. I find it very interesting. Children are very interesting to me.
Well, could you give us an example?
One evening, I was to be left alone with a little 4-year-old boy while his mother went to the theater.
Uh-huh.
And before she left the room, she stood in the doorway, and she told the poor little fellow what to do. She told him what not to do and what would happen if she didn't get a good report from me when she got back. Finally, the door slammed, and she was gone. The little fellow threw up both hands. He says, "Miss Garrett, that woman is making a nervous wreck of me."
Do you charge for babysitting, or do you just do it because you're fond of children?
No, I'm very fond of children, but I'm also fond of those dollars that I get. You know, I get a few.
You're very
fond. Dollar an hour.
Dollar an hour?
And for midnight, and a dollar and a half an hour after midnight, and I always hope that they'll stay out all night.
Well, Grace, if I had any small children and needed a babysitter, I'd certainly call on you.
Well, you're the pure. You know, you asked me a little while ago if you could call me Grace. Would you mind if I'd call you Julius?
No, I'd be glad.
Yeah, I read the McCall magazine. I couldn't wait for your book.
The title of which is Groucho and Me, on sale at all bookstores. This is the secret way. So you just won yourself $50.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
That's the equivalent of sitting in the hotel room for about 30 hours.
Oh, no.
And here's 50 for you.
Thank
because you laugh so loud at that putter around you. Don't think I've forgotten that all. This will be reflected in the quiz, you know. Grace, I would say that you're the perfect combination of Mother Goose and Milton Berle. I don't get it either, but...
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
I like that.
Let's put it, it's a compliment.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. I didn't recognize it, but I'm glad it is.
Well, if I thought at the time that it was a compliment, I wouldn't have said it. I think we came out even on that exchange. I'd like to find out more about you two, but we have to get on and play the game. You know how to play the game, You Bet Your Life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could have Mr. Fenneman come out here and explain it to you. George?
Yes.
Remember, you get any four questions you like, and you alternate your selections.
Well, as you can see, we have questions ranging from $1 to $300. The $300 questions are tougher than the two, and the two are tougher than the one. You get four chances. The object is to earn at least $500, because if you do, you get to come back at the end of the game and maybe try for $10,000.
Now, you selected cities and small towns, I believe it was, of the United States, right?
Right.
Grace, pick the first one.
$100?
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, here are the cities and towns. Carson City, Lovelock, and Reno. What is the state?
Nevada.
Nevada is right. You've got $100.
$100, yes. Mm-hmm. 400 more to go.
Let's try a 300.
A 300?
In what state are Haley, Ketchum, Jerome, and Moscow? Haley, Ketchum, Jerome, and Moscow.
Wyoming.
No, I'm sorry. It's Idaho. You should have known that from Ketchum.
Well, you have $100.
You haven't lost that.
Two more opportunities to earn the $500.
Great. Take a word.
But you want to try $200 this time?
Grace is a great compromiser. In what state are Saugatuck, Saginaw, and St. Ignace? Michigan is right.
And that was $200?
And
now I have three.
Now $300.
Then I won't.
Well, we have to go for another 200.
No, yeah. Well, you don't have to.
But it doesn't make sense, let's say.
Well, you're bringing a new note into this show, aren't you?
The object is to get $500.
We have 300 now.
That's the object of your
affection. You have three questions, and this is your last question.
Give us 200.
How about this one here?
Fine.
All right. This is a $200 question. If you get it, you'll have your 500.
In what state are Jonesboro, Lake Charles, and Opelousas? Opelousas. O-P-E-L. Yes, Louisiana.
And you made $500?
Yes.
So you'll be back to try for maybe $2,000 or $10,000.
Well, congratulations, and I hope we see you later.
Thank you.
Hasta mañana.
Thank you, Ella.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life. It's going to be another great year for Rambler. That's the word here in Miami from the automotive experts who've already previewed the 60 Rambler. On top of its record-breaking success this year, Rambler has come up with an even more exciting car for 60, with more innovations than ever before. Right now, some of Rambler's new competitors are engaged in crash program road testing and economy runs. In this department, Rambler has a decided advantage. Over 36 miles per gallon with overdrive in the recent NASCAR coast-to-coast economy run. Rambler also holds the big edge in experience. The only compact car proved by 10 years and 25 billion owner-driven miles. Get your special pre-announcement preview of 1960's most exciting car, the new Rambler. The red carpet is out at your Rambler dealers, which means you can preview the 60 Rambler now. See your Rambler dealer.
Now, George, what's on the agenda?
Well, Groucho, we're running a little overtime. As a matter of fact, if you've been having so much fun with our first couple, we may not have time for our next couple to play the quiz. And however, as long as they're standing by, well, they'd sort of like to come in and talk to you anyway. And they've agreed that if necessary, they'll come back again next week. So here they are, a couple of young unmarried people, Margot Rode and K.W. Shelby. Folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word, and you'll divide an extra $100. Margaret Rode and K.W. Shelby. Margaret Rode, you look like a pretty dangerous rogue with all those curves. Why the uniform, Margot? Are you a letter carrier?
Not quite. I'm an airline hostess, and this is my uniform.
Oh, that's very attractive. Which airline are you with?
Lufthansa.
I'm all right. How are you? I say, which airline are you with?
Lufthansa.
What is a Lufthansa? Is that the helicopter service that flies between Glendale and Cucamonga?
Not quite. No, we fly all over the world, and it's the German airline.
Are you German, Amanda?
I am.
Are you a Berliner?
I was born in Berlin, but I'm from Hamburg.
You're a hamburger, in other words. If I had some ketchup, I'd put the bite on her. Who knows, maybe later we two could get together and get a bun on. You care for that joke, Margot?
Well, was that a joke?
You took those words right out of that audience's mouth. Now, let's see. I hate to leave you, but I'll come back to you pretty soon. All roads lead to Margaret Road, it says here. K.W. Shelby, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. You've met Miss Road, huh?
Yes, it's a few moments ago.
Would you like to take this road and see where it leads?
No.
Are you crazy?
No.
Are you just shy?
I think Mr. Fenneman jumped to conclusions.
Also jumped at Miss Road when she came. That's another story that we can't talk about.
But though I am still single, I'm planning on being married in just a couple of weeks.
You're going to get married?
Yes.
What you're insinuating, in other words, is that this little girl isn't good enough for you, is that it?
No, I think she's very, very attractive, but, I'm engaged already.
Well, I hope you're very happy. I don't take this kind of resistance lying down, you know. I haven't finished with this romance. You've developed a taste for hamburgers. Before we're through. Before we're through, or my name isn't Dear Abby. It happens to be Ella Wheeler Lucas. Now, where are you from, Shelby? Shelby, it's in Montana, isn't it? That's
well,
where Gibbons and Dempsey fought for the championship.
Oh, there's
you know
several
that?
Shelby.
Were you named after that fight?
No, I wasn't.
No. How'd you happen to come to California?
My hot water heater blew up.
Well, that's certainly a cheap way to travel. That must have been quite an explosion to blow you all the way from California, all the way to California. Where were you at the time, in New York?
No, I was in New Orleans.
Well, I guess it could blow you that far, huh? Well, what did you have to do with coming to California?
I was getting ready to take a shower, and there was no hot water. So I went out to the kitchen to see what was the matter, and I discovered that the hot water heater had gone out.
With who? Who was in the kitchen when you went in there?
So I was in there alone, fortunately.
Yeah.
Groucho, I'm sorry to interrupt, but as we anticipated, we are out of time. However, our first couple has a chance and should have a chance to try for the big money at the end of the show. So as we anticipated, you people are going to have to come back again next week, all right?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly want to continue this conversation. I know you both must have a lot to talk about. Not only that, we want to give you a chance to win some money. So thanks for being with us tonight, and we'll see you again next week.
We'll see if our first couple can bring their winnings up to $10,000 in just a moment.
It's a Rambler year.
This is Frank Blair from San Francisco, and everything I've heard here indicates it is a Rambler year coming up, and a big one. I've been talking to automotive experts, people who've already previewed all the 60 cars, and they say Rambler's really got it again. New styling, exciting new features, and 10 years compact car building experience. That's the Rambler story for 60. The many friends Rambler has made this year, well over a third of a million, will tell you that Rambler has a tremendous edge in experience. With 25 billion owner-driven miles, Rambler's also way ahead in economy. 36 miles per gallon with overdrive in the NASCAR coast-to-coast economy run. The 60 Rambler hasn't been announced yet, but you can have a special pre-announcement preview now. The red carpet's out at Rambler dealers, which means you can see the 60 Rambler right away. Come now during red carpet days. Preview the 60 Rambler at Rambler dealers. Groucho, here are Grace Jarrett and Chuck Lewis, who won $500, so they get a chance at the big money, and here they are, coming in right now.
Congratulations, kids.
You know, this year, if you win $500 or more in the quiz, you get a chance to run your winnings for the night up to $2,000, $5,000, or even $10,000. So, pick a number from 1 to 10.
I'll take 6.
6? Put a 6 up here, George. And, Jeff?
Give me 4.
4. That's your first number. It means if the number comes up on the wheel and you answer the question correctly, your total winnings for the night will be $10,000. Now, you pick the number 4 if your total winnings will be $5,000 if that comes up. Now, if neither number comes up after the spin, the total will be $2,000. If you win, get the right answer. So, one of you turn the wheel.
Go
Well, your numbers were 4 and 6, and it came up 3, so this question is worth $2,000. A total of 2. Here it is. In World War I, the 42nd Division arrived in France with every state in the Union represented in its ranks. For $2,000, what was the nickname of this famous Army division? Very famous. Walk it over. What's the answer? Well, it's the Rainbow Division, a very famous division. Sorry, mister, but you still have $500. So that isn't too bad. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us, Grace.
Thank you.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood. Produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only, Groucho. And see Groucho every Thursday evening on NBC television. You Bet Your Life is heard by alarm forces around the world.
Melanie Cahane, Ben Brower, broadcast Decorating Wavelengths, a program designed to help you design a more beautiful home tonight on most of these NBC stations.